Welcome to Bookmore, where you can take a pause and dive into the wild world of literature. I'm Julia Nguyen, and this is...
Alicia Gisbyers.
And today we're going to discuss The Cruel Prince by Holly Black. Before we begin, we must give a disclaimer to say that the views expressed in this podcast are those of the participants and not those of the Bend School District. This episode may include spoilers, so please listen at your own risk. Also, our memories are fuzzy, so... But we can begin to you.
Okay, let's start at the beginning, whenever Madoc basically killed their entire family.
Yeah, that was like the first thing in the book. And I feel like Madoc was like overwhelmed by so many emotions, seeing his like ex-wife there, not supposedly, you know, dead. And I think he didn't mean to kill... I don't even know what was new in the mom again. I think
they were just called mom.
Just mom? Damn.
I don't think we had a name for that one.
Maybe somewhere. But I think he regretted killing her. It was like in the spur of the moment and he didn't wanna, but the mom was like, nah fam, I'm getting away from you. Like, you came to take me back, and my twins are here. If you dare kill me and my husband, ends up killing the husband and then her. And Vivi, she was like, I want to like torture this man every moment of life because of what he did.
Yeah, she hated it.
It was kind of funny though.
It was.
Like, if I were to do that with my own parents, I would, but I do not have like Vivi. Like bravado to even do that to Madoc, because he is a ticking bomb.
No, for real. I don't know how he like took the two kids that wasn't from him, like under his wing.
I think he has this like really complicated relationship. Like it's really complex, and there's like a lot of dynamics going on. But I think he came to just like have Jude and turn as his like ward, and like. Daughters, because they were is his ex-wife, and I feel like he felt like a lot of guilt for what he did, so he tried everything he could, maybe keep like the memory of like his dead wife living through them. Like he kind of wants the best for them, and he's willing to go through all ends, even though that would mean to just like take the crown for himself. But hey, who knows? Considering that we will never know when Madoc will become king or not through his own schemes.
Yeah. That was crazy.
The whole plot. And Jude?
Yeah. It's like, you know one thing and then, no, whiplash. Other thing happened.
There's like a lot of plot just going on throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, Jude as a whole is such an interesting character. And if you, the more you read it over and over, knowing like the entire thing, like in vague timelines of what's gonna happen or not, you can kind of see the foreshadowing going on, and then like some of the you know, couple coding going on.
No, looking back, I'm like, that was so obvious.
Like they were so for each other. Like I swear to God, Jude and Carden, they have so much tension with each other. Just kiss already.
No, for real. I was like, looking back, I'm like. He liked her.
He liked her, just didn't know how to like put it, cause you know, his own backstory. There is an entire book though, I think.
It was a short one though. Yeah. I wish we had like a actual long book about his POV.
POV?
Yeah.
And it was like has illustrations as well. And oh my God, the fact that Loki did that to, you know, everyone else. But you know, I think I remember reading this one Tumblr post regarding The Cruel Prince about how Loki wants to be in everyone's story and the one who like gets to be, but we never ever get to it. Oh, it is like a sweater for another book. I am so sorry. You know what? You guys will find out. Just read the book, the series. It is so great. I love it. And overall, I'm so glad.
Yeah. I love like Jude's persistence. Like, she never backed down. She kept fighting for what she wants.
She was, like, desperately fighting for any sparks of hope. Like, she's constantly, like, an animal backed into the corner near, like, the face of death constantly. And she has so much morals that just kind of, like, clashes. but it's like really deep and it makes it feel really realistic. Like you're looking to like the internal working of her brain throughout the whole entire journey and stuff, about how she's trying to like gain a title, fame, trying to protect her sisters, her family, while also ensuring that she doesn't die in a process, which she has come close to many, many times.
Yeah, it was just crazy. I didn't like that Taryn like hit the fact that basically she was dating Locke from like Jude.
And the fact that she even said that you will like him, I'm like, nuh-uh.
I hated Taryn for that. I was like, how could you do that to your own sister?
But like, if you think about the situation from Taryn's perspective, she was kind of cornered, and I think the few moments, the first time Locke said something to her, is what like sparked it, because she's trying to protect her own family, also risking her own rights in like the phase world status, all that stuff, just as Jude is, except that they're going to like different paths. Because like in the beginning, Taryn did say that she wants to like marry for like love, and Jude wants to like make a name for herself through like battles and bloodshed. And the thing is, they kind of do succeed what they said in the beginning, as they have said with each other. And I find it admirable, even despite the many dark spots of it all.
Yeah, I was like, it's crazy. I love the part that like Jude becomes a spy. It was very interesting.
And the fact her name became the Queen. That was such an... It was another foreshadowing, I swear. Holly knows what she's doing.
No, for real. I was like, the Queen. Oh.
That would make so much sense. And I... Oh my god. The most like really descriptive memory I have in my brain of Jude and Carden is when Jude hold like a knife towards Carden's throat, interrogate him and stuff. And like it was a private moment for them both. They don't speak about it, but they know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And no, why you said that you like it when I do this? I'm like, damn right he does.
Yeah, that was like, okay. Yeah.
Sometimes I think Carden's like really, really into it so much that he would do anything just to get her to like do that stuff to him. Like he's willing to like make her say that she hates him and something, and like along the lines. I'm not sure if that happened in the first book or second or third, but it does happen. Like him writing Jude all over in Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland was another like low-key literary device that Holly Black used during the whole story. Another little excerpt from the story, it also kind of shows, like, you know, reflection with the character as well. But back then to the Jude, letters that's being repeated over and over. Jude literally thought that Carden hated her. Reality, he's trying to figure out what he's feeling by writing it over and over.
Yeah. That's why, like, we should have had the point of view from Carden and, like, what he felt and stuff like that. I feel like it would have made a lot more sense.
Carden definitely has a lot of things going on, and if we can just get a little bit more, maybe into like, you know, more into his relationship with his mother, who I think was like, no, I think that's like a spoiler for the third book, so I'm gonna keep that under wrap. I don't know when, but there's something going on.
Isn't there like a tower?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, is this the book or not?
Yeah, I think the Carden mom meeting and stuff. Yeah, I think that's like in another book, not in the first book. Okay. Though. So, I just feel like we need more of Carden. But also, I'm kind of interested in like Nikasia's story as well. Like, even though she was in, you know, those annoying people who are so rude and stuff, I'm really interested in her story. And like how like Queen Orlog and her dynamic, etc, etc.
Yeah.
But also, I kind of want to know what, like, how in her own perspective as well, as her relationship with Jude sort of like just changes over the series. But, situation in Holly for that.
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, all the brothers of Cardin and all of that?
Screw Balkan for one. Because something he did in another book that wasn't the first one, but screw him.
Yeah.
Like, he's so arrogant and stuff, and it was just so off-putting. Dane was, like, the middle ground of it all.
I didn't really like Dane.
Like, at first, like, I kind of find it funny that Oriana thought that Dane and Jude was gonna be like a thing.
Yeah.
But in reality, it was more of a master and subordinate role going on. I think it's because of that when she popped in and when Jude had her hand being sort of like banished by Dane, because he did kind of like told her. And the suggestion not to glamour, by the way. No orders, but kind of an order to like stab herself. Somewhere, along the lines, because of what Jude did over with the Valerian situation. Screw him as well. Screw Valerian. Screw Locke. I swear to God.
That was great, though. Like her killing him.
And she, you know, we didn't see her when she like described a moment. She just like had the entire thing just like appeared in her eye, like in her perspective and writing of it all. Because I didn't say that, oh, and I was going to stab this guy. But instead, when the moment Valerian's words chopped off or something, I cannot, my brain's like fuzzy right now. Like, during his entire of him cursing Jude, that was when we get the impact that he's going to be dead.
Yeah, there's not a lot of action scenes in like the Cruel Prince. It's a lot of like politics, I would say.
I think there's something interesting about the politics, though, because like you get to see like the inner workings of the world of itself and how there's so much going on. I do find, you know, it's kind of really sad that all like the childrens of King Elred are King E. Yeah, we'll call him King E for now because I cannot remember how to say his actual name. Cause
isn't it like Eon? Aeron?
King E. Just King E. And all of his kids, like, literally died by either Balkan. I think Balkan stabbed Dane. I'm not sure. I need to look into that.
Yeah, they fought each other. Which I'm like, you could have lived your life in a magical land. Who cares?
But I think it's because of their thirst for power. Because if you see from, like, everyone, like, in their own ways of doing things, power seems to be, like, something that is, like a reoccurring theme going on. Like, everyone's trying to grab power, status, stability, and also having influence. And all that can be gained through the power they wield, whether marriage, alliance, I think, I guess, friendships, maybe? But also, like, roles of master and servants, because like this is like saying like in a really old medieval time frame than like, you know, the usual modern, because like when you think about it, you have all these like fantasy elements of like this old land similar to like, you know, medieval England, and then when you get to like with Vivi when she's off to see her girlfriend and stuff, something. And then they just, like, you know, the modern aspect just clashes so differently. But I find it, like, really interesting. Like, it's a nice contrast.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it because it was different than, like, every other fantasy book. It wasn't, like, all focused on romance. It was just, like,
you see character development. Yeah. Happening.
And you have a lot of plot twists. That doesn't revolve around romance.
I think having romance not being the main focus is nice for once, because like, oh yeah, I'm having all these like rendezvous and dancing and little schemes just to be with this one guy or girl, and then all you have is like Jude, and I feel like I really enjoy seeing female leads or the main female characters. just like going to it for their own way. Romance was like second or third on their list. They were focused on like helping their family, gaining power, stability, even if through the sea and stuff. And they're all trying to like live and survive in a way. But I think it's like really nice to have fantasy not around romance so much.
Yeah.
Overall, I think that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's... The book was, like, great overall. I wouldn't say, like, it was the greatest, but...
It was certainly a good intro.
Yeah.
I think it was my first book into Holly's Black stories, and I really enjoyed it, though. Like, she's a really great author.
Yeah, I mean, she has this book about Oak, and I'm really excited to read it, so...
I'm gonna, like, start rereading the entire series, and hopefully we can do, like, a podcast episode over Oak if we do get our hands on, like, the first book of his journey. Because then that's where, kind of, like, we still get to see Jude and Kari and stuff like that, and it's still in the same world. But, yeah. This has been Julia Nguyen and...
Alicia Gisbyers.
With Bookmark, we hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll catch you again next week. Our music is by Feslian Studio.